It's about to pop off.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Look at this guy.
How is that not perfect? That was terrible.
Oh, man. Welcome to the Mad Hatter Cast once again.
I would love to talk about werewolves. Are vampires real?
Scooby-Doo! Let's you gotta see. Get woke.
Get woke up, brah.
Heyo. Do we need a thing? There's magnets over here.
There's magnets over here.
So Hulk Hogan was the real American.
You're like the symbol of masculinity.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure foxes could use a litter box. I'd like to have at least a little, at least an ounce of content.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Everybody, and welcome to the Mad Hatter Cast. I'm doing the intro, the welcome intro, I guess that's what you would call it, because this is going to be a different one. Matt's not here, but we do have a new co-host, special guest co-host, something like that?
I think whatever Matt wants me to do, I'll do. Okay,
that sounds good to me. Yeah. We have Jeff Pitcher here.
Hello.
So he's me and Matt.
Hello there.
Hello there. Yeah. Me and Matt talked about bringing Jeff on permanently, but we're just waiting on him to sign the papers. No, nothing like that. But yeah, so Matt's not here. It's just going to be me and him recording. We actually did record an episode, but the quality was so awful because I was doing it most of the recording and just a bunch of other technical difficulties involved in that. And we recorded that and we're like, look, let's trash it. Let's do it again. And so we were all planning on doing this again. But Matt couldn't make it, so we're like, well, it's almost Friday. Let's go ahead and record an episode and put it out there so you guys can hear. Introduce Jeff, because everyone listening, I'm assuming, might already know Jeff, but probably run in the same circles.
Probably. And Matt was on the high ground, my old podcast,
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, so that...
As Fat Deadpool.
Yeah, that's right. I know. The cool thing about the high ground is I never got an invite, so that was... Even though, you actually did invite me one time. I don't know.
I think by the time I was like, yeah, we should get David on, like... Oh. My co-host was just like checked out.
Yeah, so. No, I think I get you guys invite, and then you text me or you message me, and you're like, hey, how good is your nerd knowledge on this? And I was like, awful.
Oh,
I know
okay.
Nothing. And that's I was like, it's probably a bad idea for me to be on.
What don't you know? Like, what's your least wealth of knowledge?
Least wealth? Star Trek.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, Star Trek. Least wealth of knowledge. Yeah.
I see where my strengths are now.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. That's probably my least. Anime, that's another one I know nothing about.
I am selective about my anime.
I'm trying to think nerd stuff. Mm. Honestly, not a huge fan of DC either. I'm very particular. Honestly,
yeah.
I have one, and I just said this on my podcast this week where I was talking about the amount of RAM in your head. And I was like, because I'm spread out so thin all over the place, like I'm very selective on what I want to put into this thing.
I don't have the room for DC.
Yeah, I don't either. Well, I don't until they get good again. And so the last good one was Christian Bale's Nolan's. That was the last one I thought was good.
I would say Wonder Woman was pretty good. I haven't seen 1984.
I haven't either. But the first one was pretty good.
Yeah, I will say the God of Mustaches just didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
Gary's God of War. you can't cast him as the bad guy.
Yep.
It doesn't work.
No.
Have you seen him?
Yeah,
for real. It doesn't work. But that's okay.
That's all right. But yeah, that's where I'm
gotcha.
At.
Matt was a huge holdout for DC for a long time. He's like, yeah, we're getting Justice League. And
honestly,
I was like, come on, man.
I would have thought, here's my thing. If you, DC's, their characters are just, there's like two characters I like in DC. It's Batman and Green Lantern. Those are really the only two.
And Green Lantern is never going to get that redemption he needs.
No,
not
no,
after,
no, no.
Not
I don't
after
think
that.
I don't think they should. I think they should kill off Green Lantern and just never bring it back. I think they should kill off DC and never bring it back. No, just this new one,
Disney,
Snyder Cut.
Disney should buy DC.
That would be amazing.
Could you imagine? Yes.
And then we could have the ultimate crossover.
Oh, my goodness. I want Thanos to be in his Thanos copter when we have that crossover.
Yeah,
though.
That would be amazing. Yeah. But, yeah, that was the thing about DC is always like these are like – these are like superheroes if you ordered them off Wish. Like, that's how I felt, Wish.com. That, like, you know that meme where it's always like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the only reason I say it is because, like, yeah, you have, like, Marvel, you have, like, Captain Marvel and these super ultra-powerful, but there's always some kind of a, like, contingency where they're not... And I get it, like, Kryptonite. kryptonite? Like, you can do everything.
There's a limited version, a limited amount of kryptonite on the planet.
Yeah.
So, man.
It's just like, well, and the only thing I thought, and I said this on a podcast with another guy I had recently, and he was like, well, what do you think if they just reboot Batman? I was like, honestly, Batman's the only one I really enjoy because even though he's a rich billionaire and he's a vigilante at night, still the most human to me. You know, like that, and that draws me in because there's pain and suffering involved in a story. And I get it. Like, so the Superman, there's pain and suffering. And I understand.
Well, Batman is like he's like the Tony Stark of DC.
Yeah.
It's just that he's, well, I mean, originally Tony kept his identity hidden, but obviously Downey changed that and they went with it and it was great.
Thank God. It was really good.
It was fantastic. The thing with Batman is just that everything ends up being really dark with him.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
That's what I like
about
it.
And if you lean into that, it's really good. That's why Batman Begins is one of the best superhero movies I've ever seen.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's a good movie on its own anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Take it out of the superhero universe because there weren't that many good superhero movies then.
No.
Now there are a ton of them.
Yeah, they are.
It was just a good movie. Dark Knight was better in some ways.
I think it was better because they took. I mean, it's hard to say it was better just because the Joker.
Well, they did a yes and. They took the success and like, cool, now we're going to do this. And it was darker, cooler, and Heath Ledger's Joker is
still the best.
I haven't seen Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, that's my problem.
I haven't seen it yet.
You almost can't compare them. You almost can't put them side by side.
Completely different portrayals of the character.
Yeah, and I would say scarier Heath Ledger's is scarier, saddening. Is Joaquin's, man, that was so hard.
Tragic versus terrifying.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes those can tiptoe around each other. I mean, like, sometimes that tragic gets, and it does in the Joaquin ones, like, it gets terrifying. But it's not built automatically like that. The problem is you get to see how the Joker was made, other than just like, you want to know how I got these scars? And like, okay, here's a bunch of rain, but no one really knows, but it's fine. But this, you actually get to see the progression, and it's just brutal. Matt swears by it. I've watched the Joker with Joaquin one time, and I'll never be able to do it again. Maybe I'm just a sensitive boy. I can't do it, man. It was so rough.
Yeah. No, I understand. Like watching Seven was like that for me, like when it came out.
Okay, yeah.
I've just seen it once. I'm never going to watch it
you
again.
It was the same thing. I suggest watch the Joaquin one.
I just haven't seen it yet.
It's going to be like a Seven, especially, I mean, I'm not trying to get all weird personal here, but it dives so deep into mental illness that's kind of where it's like throws me off a little bit because, I mean, I don't know what to claim.
Sometimes it gets personal. Not too personal. What's the word? It just hits you deeply.
Just real.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit more real.
Yeah.
Other than like I paint face or like you go all the way back to Nicholson's where a vat of toxic stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. It's just a lot more real, the Joaquin one. And I get that. And like basically, if I have a mental illness, it's probably because I'm on the spectrum or something. Like, I would have to say that's probably where I land.
We only have spectrum out here for internet. So,
oh, really?
So okay. I am too.
Well, I'm on that thing. I would say somewhere around there. But it's still, even if you're not like something I struggle with all the time, it still like hits hard.
Hard. Everyone's dealt with some form of anxiety at some point in their life.
Or depression and dealing with that stuff. So yeah, I think great movie, phenomenal. I made a painting of it, and I only did that one. I don't think I'll do another unless I get like commissioned. And even the painting, I was like,
I've told you how much I like your stuff, right?
No, you were like, no, just joking. Yeah, I think so. You love my stuff. But I did that one, and I end up having to get rid of it. I think Matt has it, actually, because I was like, I don't even want to look at it. Like, it's a good painting, but it's just not something I want in my house. Just because it was such a good movie. Yeah, I'm trying not to crap on it, but man, it's rough.
I mean, a good movie can be something you don't watch twice. That's fine.
No, that's true. I'm trying to think of another one, but there's not that many.
My biggest issue with The Dark Knight was that the cell phone bat vision thing that they ended up doing with that HUD
with all the cell phone
cameras. I'm like, it doesn't make sense. It's dumb. His brain wouldn't have been able to process all of that.
Yeah.
He didn't have an AI like Jarvis in there to do it for him.
Yeah, that's a good point. Here's the funny thing, because I'm learning this about you. You're one of those, because Matt does the same thing. Are you a nitpicker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
Not with everything. Because I'm not going to let that ruin a movie for me.
Okay, that's what I was. I don't know. Does that happen for people?
Oh,
Small thing? Okay.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it'll ruin a movie, though. Like, it depends on how bad it is. Like, there are problems in Endgame. It's still a great freaking movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just so. I think when it comes to movies, especially Marvel stuff, I'm along for the ride and I'm there for the story.
Oh, yeah.
Never the detail. Always the story.
Since I'm a writer, I tend to. to look really critically at everything.
Oh, that's a good point.
And since I'm an audio engineer, I look really critically at everything.
Yeah, no joke. Since I'm a bad writer, I don't. And so
I didn't say I was good.
Obviously, you're better than me because I wouldn't nitpick.
Yes, I have two really self-published works and I've made $9 on it.
Yeah. Very cool. Dude, that's more
than... It's a couple cheeseburgers, you know?
Yeah, dude, that's...
And they're just short stories. It's no big deal.
Yeah, but you also get to put that in your tagline bio now.
That's right. I have two self-published... Important. No, it doesn't... No one cares about self-published works.
Don't put the self-published. I got two books out there. Go buy them. I'm an author. Just put author.
I think I do that now. I think Jeff Pitcher the author, or JS Pitcher the author is my Instagram handle.
Done.
That's right.
Done.
I did it. Name it and claim it.
Yeah. But anyway, we haven't said anything about
We're not even talking about like what the episode is supposed to be today.
This is what happens when Matt's not here. It's just let's talk about the Joker. So we're actually in your studio because you're an audio engineer.
Right.
That's why the sound quality sounds so good. If you were like, I listen to David's podcast and this sounds way better. The only time it sounded this good is when we did the podcast. You were on my podcast. And so that was the only last time it sounded really good.
That's the trick, is to just make sure everybody has a microphone and an interface. I think I was using a better microphone then, too. I think it was an AKG 214.
Yeah, I was using better equipment at that time, too. So it turned out pretty good. But yeah, so we're in your studio. We're going to do, since we did pre-record an episode that kind of just didn't turn out well, and it's today's Wednesday, so I'm assuming it'll probably go up today or tonight.
Yeah.
We have less than 72 hours before the next episode of WandaVision drops. So here's what I was thinking we could do. Instead of recapping, because most of the time people have seen, they know where we are, and we can talk. Here's what I'm thinking. We talk theories and place not real money, but bets on like, okay, this is what I think, and then play off that and see if we get it right. What do you think? You want to put real money down? I think I got a $5. Hold on. I got a dollar.
I got a dollar on the table.
$2.
Okay, I'll owe you one.
So I say we talk theories, and we can talk a little bit of how we think it's going so far. But there is one. So let's start off real quick as far as theory, what we think is about to happen.
Okay.
And maybe not even the end game part of it. Just next episode. I have a theory because I heard someone else say it, and I was like, yes, I'm tagging on that one.
Did we mention that it's WandaVision we're talking about?
Yeah, I think I just did. We're talking about WandaVision.
WandaVision, episode 7. We're not going to bother with a recap because it's 2 days. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so episode 7. And last thing, Agatha all along.
Yeah, it's Agatha all along, the monsters.
Yeah,
wonderful.
That whole thing, she's in the basement. There's a few things about that scene. I don't know if we talked about this on the first one. Did you notice, I think Kayla pointed this out, you know how they do the cinematography of everything, so when you're in the hex, it goes down to like full screen kind of stuff?
And once you're out of it, it goes anamorphic?
Yeah, anamorphic. Yeah, yeah. When she steps into the basement...
It's gone.
She's out of the hex.
Yeah.
That's what, essentially, it's assuming that she steps out of the hex when she goes down to the basement. I don't know if anyone else...
Yeah, I think a couple of other breakdowns caught that.
Yeah.
I know whenever it happens, whenever I see the change happen, it makes me so uncomfortable.
Dude, I don't even notice. I'm not a nitpicker. I don't even pay attention.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a good thing.
I mean, you can feel it, I guess, because it feels different.
I've been using cameras more often now, too, so I'm probably just paying more attention to that now.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm always like, what is that in the background? Is that Mephisto?
I do that, too.
No. Yeah. And so I'm not paying attention to that. But I thought that was cool, finding that out, that they're out of the hex. So here's I'll go and give you my theory what this next one's going to be, because we have two more episodes left of WandaVision.
Okay.
You all right?
Yes. Just had a thought.
Say it.
I don't think the kids exist outside the hex yet, because she's outside of the hex and the kids are gone.
Oh, snap.
They're not in the basement. They're gone.
Well, we don't know they're not in the basement.
But they're not visible and they're out of the hex, and if they're going to follow the House of M storyline, they're just extensions of Mephisto in that really unsettling image of the kids coming off of his hands.
Yeah,
which
I've seen that.
Parallels Doctor Strange's trip when he's...
with the finger.
With the fingers and the hands coming out.
Yeah. There's so much in that. There was another thing in Doctor Strange that came up. Something that came up with that.
I just watched it last week, and I feel like I saw something and I can't remember what it was.
I know what it is. In the library, there's a bunch of books that are locked up and stuff like that. There's one case that's empty, and the books all look like the one you see in the basement.
The Darkhold.
And they're talking about the Darkhold was actually was in that library that Doctor Strange is in.
And it would make sense.
I haven't done any research on that.
Well, there's two different kinds of magic involved. There's a bunch of different kinds of magic involved in the MCU, or the Marvel Universe, not the MCU yet.
Yeah.
So they have... Oh God, I cannot remember all of the Eldritch magic is what Doctor Strange and those wizards use.
Gotcha.
Now Mephisto's magic doesn't have to be Eldritch magic. It can be demonic, whatever it is, you know. But it would make sense for the guys at Disney and Marvel to kind of condense magic and just make it magic.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because we already have a character that showed up in Guardians 2 that does the same kind of stuff as any of the...
Talking about Ego?
No. It's a two-bit character. He's part of Sylvester Stallone's crew.
Okay.
He's a wizard. He's doing the same kind of things that that Doctor Strange and company does.
Does it look the same?
Like, it's all geometric and it's orange.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, and I'm pretty sure he was just giving the middle finger to the camera.
That's awesome. So that's, I do like how they tied it. And we've talked about this, I think, on the last episode. The way they've done it so well, I mean, hats off to Feige and all them, because of just how they plant these little things that, you know, you're never going to pay attention to, but they're going to come back. Like Mephisto being mentioned in Avengers. Like, that was just like one of those small things that I saw in a video and went back and researched, and I was like, oh my God, he was right there. So, and I mean...
Right, the packet.
Yeah, the packet with the Tesseract. When you open it up at the very bottom, it mentions how Mephisto helped Fury and them, and mentioned that it could be an Infinity Stone or had the same power as an Infinity Stone. So we already know he's already been played. Some of these characters have already met.
I wonder who he was back then.
Yeah, they might not even showed him, because if you think about it, it's when they were playing with the Tesseract, which would have been before Avengers, the first Avengers, and after, what would that have been after? Iron Man 3?
Two.
Iron Man 2. So in between Iron Man 2, maybe Thor's in there, but who cares? Thor in Dark World is probably somewhere on there.
The Dark World is after Avengers 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah,
So it would have been Iron Man 2 was the movie that took place right before Avengers, except for the very end of Captain America when he wakes up in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
When he wakes up in New York, that's obviously right before Avengers.
Right before
starts.
Avengers. And so during that time, Iron Man 2 time, he could have been around. Doesn't mean he has to be in the story.
Sure.
I mean, if there is,
he could just be an informant.
If he is, dude, because in Iron Man 2 is. Dude, oh, here's a new theory.
Okay.
What if it's Elon Musk? Because he's in Iron Man 2.
I love the fact that he's in that movie.
Yeah, I do too. What if he's Mephisto? That would be awesome.
That would play into the anti-capitalist people that hate Elon Musk because he's rich.
Yeah, yeah, I think he's the devil.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. He's going to save the world. So
Elon's the best. I'm not going to say it on record. Anyway, so here's... Oh, I mean, is there anything I missed?
I don't think so. But yeah, the Darkhold... There's obviously a connection to Doctor Strange already.
Yeah.
We can probably tease what we're going to talk about in the next episode, too.
Okay.
We already know what the new Spider-Man is going to be called.
Yeah, it just dropped today.
And it's just going to be referencing more multiverse kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Home Fries is what it's called, right?
No.
Spider-Man Home Fries?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's called, what was that? Phone Home.
Phone Home. Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Matt. We're trying not to swear. We'll talk about it more on the next episode.
Oh, man. What was it?
I don't remember, but we're going to talk about it on the next one.
Can't go home or something like that.
Can't go home.
Can't go home. I think that's the official one.
You can never go home.
You can never go home. Something
no way
like
home.
That. Hold on.
No way,
way
home.
Home. That was
that's
it.
It
wow, we are the worst at...
Homeward bound.
We are the worst at this. So that has to do with the movie, because did they confirm the whole other Spider-Man's coming in? Was that confirmed yet?
No, but we do have Doc Ock and Electro.
Oh, that's right. Coming in from the other version.
Yeah.
We already know what's happening. We got Evan Peters.
It's cool.
We're moving into
I don't
this.
Think that... I don't think he's... I think that's a meta nod
to
it.
I don't think
it.
So.
Thing is, he's not... Oh, well, they show it at the end of
he's not,
episode 7.
Yeah.
He's not actually Quicksilver. He's... So I think he's Nicholas Scratch. I think he's
her
Agatha's son.
Yeah.
And she's... doing stuff to him, turning him into a rabbit, Scratchy, Mr. Scratchy.
Yeah,
there's no why would call a rabbit Mr. Scratchy?
Senior
call
Scratchy.
It little Poopberry, Mr. Yeah, Poopberry is what you
that
call.
That would make sense.
I've never had a rabbit, but I know they poop in tiny berries.
They do. They do.
There's bunny berries all over my yard. My dog loves them.
Mm-hmm. It's like little tasty treats. Gross.
We have Agatha pulling those strings. I'm pretty sure Evan Peters being used is really just a meta nod to X-Men fans being like, hey, listen, we know that Apocalypse sucks. We know that. What was the last one? Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, that was.
I didn't
see it.
I didn't see anything after Days of Future Past.
Actually, Apocalypse comes after Days of Future Past.
Sure. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somewhere in the weird timeline.
I mean, release order. I didn't watch anything after Days of Future Past because I'm like, you know, James McAvoy's fine.
Yeah.
And I need to watch the M. Night stuff that he's in. I like Split. I need to watch that.
I haven't seen any of those either.
I don't really like it. M. Night Shyamalan's got like one gimmick, and he's like, what's a twist? And that's it.
Yeah, but his comic book stuff, like Unbreakable and all that, Mr. Glass. I never saw Mr. Glass.
Well, he's making a. He's trying to make it all one universe.
Yeah, and I think that's great.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wish he had. You can subvert the audience all you want, but yeah, that's what Rian Johnson did in episode 8, and it was trash.
Yeah, one trick pony kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Agatha also wrote episode 8.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. The Last Jedi. So that's, I think you're right. I don't think it's just a meta nod to like, hey, we know you're there and we just wanted to give you this treat. I think it has to do, because we know we're getting all these other people from all these other universes. To me, for Marvel to be like, it's a meta nod, and not be like, we're just going to play with your mind.
Well, I think...
I think it's more like, you don't know this yet, but in 3 years, you're going to find out that, yes, that is Senior Scratchy as him, but it's also mimicked, pulled from the image because, you know, Agatha's hiding in Days of Future Past somewhere, you know, something like that. And so we get that kind of a feel. I think they're going
to
do
If there was
that.
A good way to bring the X-Men universe as we know it already, the Fox X-Men universe that Kevin Feige helped start.
Yeah, yeah.
If there's a way to bring it in, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Or they've been hiding out and Professor Xavier has been
already
blocking
there.
Everybody. He's been blocking everyone's knowledge of mutants because he knows how they're going to treat them because he sees how they treated the Skrulls.
Yeah.
And that
genius theory.
That's how I would do it.
That's how I would do it. I think that's, yeah, I would never thought of that. But honestly,
I think about this all the time.
If this is, and this is a big theory of like the big cameo that's coming up that we know it's coming, is it Professor X? Because it would make sense that he could be blocking it with Cerebro. We just don't know it's going on.
I think the emotional, emotional move would be, which is funny because I'm like a robot, The emotional move is to hit us with Ian McKellen's Magneto and have Wanda go, Dad?
That would be in the very end scene cut.
Yeah, and you can always use like the she's actually adopted and he was the adopted father, or she was adopted out of him, because I think it plays in the comics that way.
Yeah,
I could be wrong. I've not read the comics. I need to let everyone know I read Wikipedia articles.
Yeah, that's me too.
That's what I do. So I know a lot about Tony Stark's brother.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah, I don't. I have a few comics that I've read, but nothing. I'm not that involved.
I wasn't allowed to do comics as a kid.
Really?
No, I wasn't. Actually, I wasn't allowed to watch X-Men or anything.
Unfortunate.
It really is. I totally did.
Yeah.
I'd snuck Buffy the Vampire Slayer all the time.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, yeah.
My big thing was when I was a kid, I wasn't supposed to stay up and watch, and this is a weird deep cut throwback. Joe Bob Briggs, he did a TV thing on TNT where he would host horror movies.
Never
and it was always like
this.
At 11:30 at night on a Saturday. And
TNT.
Up. Yeah, TNT.
Oh, you had cable as a kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't have cable. I did when I was like 13.
Take the bet off the table. You can have your money back, dude. I feel so bad for you now. I feel so bad. Yeah, I did. I had watched.
We had it once I was in high school.
Yeah, yeah. We had it.
So I think Dad wanted to watch more Law & Order, and they had it on TNT. So I think that's when we got
That's when it happened. Yeah. When Dad wants to watch.
Hang him high, Jack McCoy. He's everywhere.
That was the one thing I snuck was horror movies, because I love horror movies, like old, especially old school ones. I mean, I'm not a huge buff. I couldn't be on a podcast and talk shop with horror films.
There are a lot of big time horror fans, and it's not my.
Oh yeah, I listen to a few podcasts about that because I enjoy it. And but it's not my.
Right.
I mean, I said this every time, but I run surface level on everything. I'm not a deep dive. The only thing I am deep, like I've committed to, is the Marvel thing now.
But the MCU versus the giant comic universe, which
and
there are numerous of those.
Yeah, and I don't do that. The comic one. But the MCU is fine. It satisfied my soul. It still makes me feel like a kid because, I mean, I watched X-Men growing up, the cartoon and stuff like that. But
I have a question.
Yeah.
Also, I haven't seen you in like a year.
I know. This is strange.
Here's a fun question. Did you cry during Endgame?
The very end?
Or at all? Like,
so I think I cried in Infinity War 2. Mm. Oh wait, no, Endgame. Yeah. Oh, I absolutely. Oh, I was a blubbering idiot.
So I'm very much a stoic person.
Oh yeah.
Real life situations do not make me upset.
Yeah.
They make me like physically upset, but I don't cry. I don't like act out.
Yeah.
I cried no fewer than 10 times in Endgame.
Yeah.
And I actually remember when the second reverse snap happened.
Yeah.
I felt.
Oh,
tears.
You felt it going down your.
Oh chair. No, it wasn't that. I'm sorry. It was the on your left bit.
Like
because it's like, oh, we get him. Okay, cool. We get. Oh man, he's here. That's cool. Oh, they're here too. oh, they're here? Oh, my God. And they're here?
That was a beautiful
Everyone's
moment.
Here? And, like, what, you wanted more? And then a giant man just pops out, and it's just, you know,
just a tear.
I'm welling and welling and welling, and then you get... Mjolnir coming back.
That was my
Cap's
favorite
hand.
Part of the whole thing. That was
Thundercap.
Yeah, literally my favorite part when that happened, and then just the fury he unleashes after that.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just like, my heart was stopped, and I was just, I'm getting chills thinking about it.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
That's how lame I am. I get chills at that moment.
And this is why I nitpick. This is why I look at things like this. So you have, we're never going to talk about
WandaVision. It's fine.
Since we're not using.
Matt's not here. We do what we want.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. This is our show now, Matt. When Cap is gonna, like, he's there, his shield is broken, he's bleeding, he's there, and he's gonna stand down the entire army of darkness on sheer force of will and being handsome.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I'm gonna do this. And he's like, he's totally gonna try and fail miserably.
Yeah.
And he won't even die.
Yeah.
He'll just fail. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And the look of I'm not gonna win, but I'm gonna try. Turns into you're screwed. Yeah, I know. I wanted to really swear on
that
one too.
Yeah,
you're effed.
It's a family show.
Yeah, it's a family show. It's fine. But it was just like, you're done. Like, we have you. And then Thanos is like, holy crap, I think I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to try.
I didn't cry in that. I was super moved. Because Tony was by far my favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know. Captain America. It's pretty much on there. I really enjoy Captain, but Tony, maybe it's just because of the beginning. I remember the first time watching the Hulk, and at the end of the Hulk, where he sits down at the bar, and then Robert Downey shows up, and I was like, that's all right, because he calls him Tony. I full freaked. I didn't know it was coming. Like, this was before Twitter or something.
Right, because you'd seen Iron Man.
No, this was before Iron Man.
I thought Iron Man came first.
Did it?
Iron Man came first, and then we got... Hulk, I'm pretty sure.
Look that up. Maybe that's what it was.
It's what the money's going down for.
The money,
I'm pretty sure Iron Man came first.
I thought Iron Man came after, because that was the first story.
Let me qualify this. I think Iron Man's production wrapped first, and then they decided to include that cameo once Universal was like, yeah, we can do that.
That would make sense. Either way, I'll keep talking. So I was just connected to Iron Man. And knowing, like, I know somebody, when we first watched Endgame, Infinity War made me cry. At the end of Infinity War, I walked out of Infinity War going, I don't know. I know they're not going to leave it like this, but that is just, how can they do that to you? Just watch all of your heroes disappear. And then the part with Spider-Man and Tony, like, that broke my heart. And then the very end of this one, man, was just rough. And honestly, I weeped from the moment of the snap.
Iron Man came out in May, and Hulk came out in June.
Oh, they were a month apart.
Good work, though.
So here's
right?
probably what happened. I don't even think I watched Iron Man when it came out.
I didn't watch it until 2010.
So. Yeah, I watched Hulk, and at the end of Hulk, I saw that, and maybe I already knew it was coming, and it was the first time they tied them together.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what it was, because I remember freaking out, being like, oh, that's Iron Man. He's in the Hulk. Mm-hmm. Like, how are they doing this?
A friend of mine was like, you need to watch Iron Man. And I was like, come on, man. I'm not into superhero stuff. He goes, dude, you need to fucking watch Iron Man right now.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, fine. I watched Iron Man. I was like, Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Dude, he's so good at that. So from the snap, when he was like, I'm Iron Man, he snaps. And I was like, he's done. This is it. And I just wept from then all the way
through the credits.
To the rest of it.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That, obviously, crying through the funeral and stuff, cheeseburgers, I Love You 3000, all those little bits.
Oh, God.
There's something that only someone like me would cry about.
Yeah.
And it's the signatures.
Oh, dude, yeah, no, that was amazing. Because that was like, to me, I was like, this is the last time.
It's like, they're done.
They're
signing their name to this project. It's crazy.
Yeah, dude, that
And I've only seen that done one other place.
Star Trek 6. Yeah, I heard about them bringing
that up. Star Trek 6. And it was the end of the original series cast.
Yeah.
As far as we knew. They did show up a little bit in the 7th movie as like a transitionary thing and a time travel thing, and it was fine. But
yeah, but they do that in these too, you know.
Right, and like when they started doing that, I was like, "You got to be kidding me! It's a master stroke.
Yeah.
It is. It's what you do when you know you're the tits."
Yeah.
Can I say tits?
I don't know. We never really said.
We're gonna say tits.
Any ground rules?
Yeah.
That's fine. I approve.
Yeah. But yeah, so like the emotional everything there for the Marvel Cinematic Universe is there for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Glad you're like that too, because you're statuesque, like I am in some ways.
Yeah, I don't. Rarely do I cry. I would say rarely, and it's never from pain. I've never, not like in pain. I mean, it's always from pain, obviously. I was like, it's the only time I cry is from being super joyful. No, it's like if I hurt myself, I think when you hit a certain age, unless you get really, and I haven't really been that hurt.
Well, you might like tear up a little bit, but you won't be like sobbing. Yeah.
But I sobbed.
Usually it's a bunch of swear words and stuff instead.
Yeah. Normally that's how it works. But anyway, dude, WandaVision.
Okay. Well, that's, I think kind of trying to bring it back with like how emotionally invested everybody is in this. And then we're kind of in this weird tumultuous point where we don't have Cap anymore. We don't have...
Oh, can I bring up... I cried again in Spider-Man. At the moment where Peter Parker's in the jet and Happy's there and he's like trying to build his suit and he's doing all of it and you hear that like Avengers... I cried then. And then there's another part where I think I cried... Man, for some reason Marvel just hits a nerve and sets me into a place... I think it's been such a long run. I've been married to these movies for so long that they hit. But there's a part in Spider-Man where... Spider-Man's fighting and he picks up a car door's a shield and he grabs like a cinder block
it's
and sweet
so
and I'm
perfect.
Like it's Captain America and Thor, it's like all of his dads and he's mimicking them all.
And he's got the new suit that
And I was like, oh, I lost it, dude.
I've only seen that one once. It's not streaming anywhere right now.
My pain, exactly. Like I can't find it and I'm like,
I'm not gonna drop $30 on a Blu-ray this year,
that's
you know?
The same thing I said. I almost did. I almost for Christmas, I was like, oh no, it's Black Friday or something like that. I was like, I'm this close to buying it, but I was like, I'm gonna buy it, and then somehow it's gonna appear on Disney. It'd be a dumb move.
Dude, I don't think Sony's ever gonna sell it. But we're gonna get weird crossover stuff anyway.
I know. I've been wanting to rewatch that like for a year.
I did a whole rewatch a couple months ago of all the Marvel movies except for Incredible Hulk, because who gives a shit?
I did the same thing. I just skipped. I skipped the second Thor.
I even watched Thor 2. I'd only seen Thor 2 once.
I went back and watched clips from Thor 2 just to get the references in Endgame where they go back, because I was like, wait, what happened in that movie again? Because
the ether's a thing. And mom dies. Also the whole run of everyone in the cast, like all the main celebrities that are in the cast that they did in the credits for Endgame.
Yeah.
It just keeps going, just like when everyone comes back. It just keeps going.
It does.
It's so good. I do cry every time, or at least like tear up and chills whenever Thor shows up. Oh, you guys are totally screwed now in Endgame, or Infinity War, every time.
That one's good.
Infinity War is a better movie than Endgame, though. In my personal opinion, there are fewer errors.
Oh, well, as far as errors go, maybe.
Oh, even writing errors.
I don't think it's better. In Endgame, we're still going on Endgame. We got so many things that I wanted. We got Tony meeting his dad again in the past. We got Cap with Peggy.
Content-wise, it's a great movie. Yeah,
I mean, so many things. So many bringing Ant-Man.
Resolution-wise, it's a fantastic. It's the best movie.
It's chef's kiss. Like, they tie it into the prettiest bow and leave it on my doorstep.
The one thing they were missing was a sense of urgency. Because if they're using time travel, they didn't need to time travel then. They could have waited a couple weeks and maybe found some more super people to help them with the final conflict.
Logically, but they already had an infiltrator.
No, they didn't.
Oh,
they didn't
have
her until after they had time traveled.
Why was there urgency?
There was no urgency. Huh. It was just to keep the movie moving. But
that's fair.
I feel like there was probably...
That's good writing. This is why you only have $9 on your Amazon, your book that you published. Because you're like, wait, but in this story, we're going to wait 2 weeks before
I feel like it actually took them like months to build
everything.
Don't see that. You just don't see it.
You don't see that.
They could have shown time passing a little bit, maybe by sobering Thor up a little bit to show a little bit of that process.
I would have liked... And I like Fat Thor. Like, that's hilarious. I like drunk Fat Thor. But it just wasn't as much... I wouldn't have went that route. I would have went for it for like a month, and then towards the end, he kind of comes back.
Oh, well, the original thought was that when he comes back with the power, he's shredded Thor again.
Nope.
But they didn't stick with that. They could have stuck with that if they showed his progress.
Yeah. And that would have been something.
But that's what Love and Thunder is going to be. So that's fine.
Yeah.
And maybe as Guardians of the Galaxy, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Oh, you know he's going to be in that. Here's my problem is this is the ultimate battle, and Thor's fat and probably drunk. Like, I get it, but...
Yo, I'm not going to fight Thanos sober. I don't know about you.
That's a good point.
But yeah, let's go back to WandaVision. So like, we're all really wrapped up in all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and then we don't have any of our heroes anymore. We just have these kids.
Yeah, that's a disappointment, but that happens with every series that comes out and redoes the new thing.
Well, that's why we're so invested still.
Because
we want to know what's going to happen, because the most adult person in the room is either like Hawkeye or... Doctor Strange.
Yeah, like, honestly, yeah.
That's it, which is great. And they're focusing on the new Avengers or the young Avengers? I can't remember. But
Bucky.
Like, what's
Bucky.
That? We've got he's the oldest guy in the room, right?
Technically.
but we've got Bucky. We've got the Winter Soldier, obviously, which I'm less excited about that show, but that's okay.
I'm pretty stoked. I like how it's going to be
changed. I'm still excited about it.
I'm excited about it because, I mean,
I'm not going to cancel my Disney Plus subscription.
Yeah, I'm never going to do that anyway. They could literally be like, hey, that whole Mark of the Beast thing, it's real. And the only way you're going to get watch Disney is if you sign your soul to the devil, Mephisto himself. And I might have to really think about that one.
That might turn me back into a religious person.
Somehow I'm signing my soul off to Elon Musk as Mephisto.
He can send me to Mars. That's cool.
That's fine. He's doing it with Bitcoin anyway. So,
isn't that Dogecoin?
Yeah, I have some of that too. That's fine. So anyway, what else? No, I lost track.
Well, so we're trying to figure out what's going to happen in the next episode even episode
Let's
two.
Let's start there. Know? Next episode, because we have two left. The very next one. There's something I heard someone say. I was like, this is smart, and it's a writer's trick, and we've already seen what I think it is. Here's my theory of the next episode. You think it's me like, oh, we're about to see some stuff go down. Nope. Flashback.
This is going to be a prep episode. Yeah.
Entire flashback. This is when she goes to get Vision's body. We're going to get a tiny little bit more information. It's going to be an entire past episode.
We're going to see her powers awaken with the Time Stone. I think we're going to go back to Sokovia when she was a teenager.
You think that far back?
I think so.
Oh, I was thinking we're going to go back and see the beginning of the Hex.
There is footage that shows up in a preview here and there that we haven't seen yet, and it's of her.
Crying.
It looks like a younger Wanda.
Does it look like she's younger?
A little bit, just because the makeup is different. So it looks like the makeup she had.
It's
in
a little darker eyeliner. Because I remember
It looks like her Age of Ultron look, which we'll have to talk about how bad that movie is some of the time.
I loved Age of Ultron. I loved it. But once again, I come back, like, it's the bar is set so low for me that literally I'm surprised I don't like Thor 2. Like, that's
the Star Wars movie we deserved is actually what Thor 2 was.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But so she looks like she does in Age of Ultron. She looks a little bit younger. The makeup is different. And she's being introduced to the Time Stone, I think is kind of what's going on.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
Sorry, the Mind Stone. And then she's getting her powers. I think we're going to see where she gets her powers, and this is where they can start using the mutant word.
Yeah.
If they already, because they bought Fox, what, a year ago?
Yeah. But before that, he framed them as miracles.
Strucker said, I almost said Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Strucker said miracles, Cap said enhanced. So we can use the word mutant now.
Yeah.
Because
they
own the word mutant. Well, they can use the word mutant. And we might even see a little bit of old Pietro.
Yeah, we might actually. The other guy. That would be a genius move, too. I forgot his name, too.
I'm so used to talking about Evan Peters. Also, I think I like Evan Peters better anyway.
Really?
I loved the Quicksilver that we got, but, like, apparently everyone else likes Evan Peters more. Having seen him do the funny
stuff.
Uncle thing,
yeah,
I'm like, okay, I like him.
I can understand that. I think we spent more time with that Quicksilver anyway, and I think that automatically
I didn't
the
watch all of the other X-Men movies, though, so I only saw a little bit of him.
He did. No. He's the two, Apocalypse and Days of Future Past.
I didn't see Apocalypse. I only saw Days of Future Past.
See, oh, okay. You didn't see. Well, he's in Apocalypse.
Nah,
and
man. They made Apocalypse look like a Power Ranger bad guy. I don't want to.
They did.
Care.
Oh, they totally did.
He looked terrible. And I love Oscar Isaacs. He's great. But just, come on.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I'm just not realizing that was him.
It's Poe. Poe Dameron.
I had no idea. Not bad. It wasn't a bad movie. It was some things in it where I think they could have. It was just weird. Like, why did you do it that way? But
I feel like the people at Fox knew that it was their time was coming, and they're like, we need to make these movies. Yeah. So for the past 5 years, they've just made shitty movies.
That's probably true. That's probably totally true. I think you might be right.
Well, then they also made New Mutants.
I never watched that. Matt did.
He said
it was kind of it's a one-off on its own, and it was mediocre. I think is what he said.
It looks like it was made in 2001.
Yeah.
Like, really? That's all I know. Yeah. Like the effects look terrible, which I'm not an effects guy, really. You can give me a good story and mediocre effects, and I'm okay.
Yeah.
But not when you're comparing it to something like Endgame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we agree that it's a flashback episode.
It'll be a flashback.
This Friday's
or at least
flashback.
Or at least a development episode to set up the finale.
It's not going to be. You're right now. Everyone's like, you know, Vision's about to show up. We're going to have, you know, Photon is about to go down the basement quick. So we're going to see this scene. What's coming next? Not going to happen.
In the last episode, in the failed episode, we can say Matt mentioned Spectrum instead. Let's
see. Oh, that's going to be her name instead of Photon? Because her mom was technically Photon?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, her mom's tagline, she was in the Air Force, was Photon.
Oh, that's right.
So she might adopt that or become Spectrum. But we already know. She looks, her costume is, is Photon.
The way they usually do costume nods. Oh, Monica Rambeau. Eh, okay. Yeah, she might be Spectrum. We'll see. Based on her vision, it kind of looks like Spectrum.
Yeah.
She's seeing
the spectrum.
The spectrum of things.
Yeah. She's seeing what I'm on. So,
yeah, our internet. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Is that offensive?
I don't know.
Oh, because I'm pretty sure. I had a buddy of mine who was on the spectrum, and he was like, Dave, you sure do act like me a lot. And I was like, oh. And so I never looked into it. I don't know if that's offensive or not.
I think everybody is
I'm
on
sorry
the spectrum.
If I offended some. I thought so, too. I thought,
so
everyone's
on the spectrum
everyone
to an extent.
Was.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it's a spectrum. There's 0 to 100 or whatever it is.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of rude for me to say that. But
the way I fixate on problems in movies and the way I fixate on Star Trek, for example,
yeah.
Like where I'm like, I know so much about Star Trek. I could be hired as a lore master for CBS. And
uh-huh.
I could make,
yeah.
Like if they had that job, I'd crush it.
Yeah.
Could be a spectrum
probably
thing.
Something.
Who knows?
What? I don't know. I always like to call it enhanced. That's how I feel.
There it is. That's right.
Can't say mutant because that's offensive. but also Fox owns it, so you can't say it.
Well, Disney owns it now.
Disney
so it's
owns
fine.
It now. So anyway, what were we saying? So, we're not going to see that. We're going to get a flash. Plus, we have the scene where she's actually stealing Vision. Like, it's the...
We get to see why and how.
Yeah. And so I think it's going to be... Maybe you're right. It's the interacting with Mind Stone. Then fast forward her, maybe... Maybe the cameos because it's, you know, her talking to Hawkeye.
I don't think we
get
the cameo until the next
probably
episode,
not the last
right?
one.
I mean, why would they do that? They should give it to us in the end. Yeah.
They could just do it in the end. But is her breaking into S.W.O.R.D. getting Vision? And then I think we're going to see how the hex started, like how it created.
Ooh.
Because we already know Agatha has played such a major part. That's already a giveaway. So right
we
now
don't
we can
know,
see
we
the
don't
hex.
Know how it happens. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know how it started. She doesn't know how it started. And now that we know Agatha, the secret's already out of the bag. We're going to see how Agatha helped or tricked Wanda, or somehow it happened where it became the hex. And we're going to get one slight clue as to how Agatha is probably going to be defeated. We'll get one small, like, weird, like, side nod being like,
I don't think she's going to get defeated. I think she's.
I don't either.
I think she'll be back.
I do too. I don't think she's going to get defeated. But however, this thing is resolved, we're going to get some clue in this episode that we're not going to quite pick up. So everyone's going to, the internet's going to see it. But we're not going to know exactly how it plays into later. You know, it's the foreshadowing. It's like the first act when the scene shows a gun. If that gun doesn't fire by the third act, you wrote a bad movie.
Chekhov's gun. Chekhov's dagger.
Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so that whole concept scene.
If there's a dagger or a gun displayed on the mantle above the fireplace and it's not used in the end of the movie,
yeah.
Then you don't know how to lead your audience.
Yeah. And so that whole thing. And so that's what I'm saying. Like
Chekhov's lightsaber. You can do anything.
You can do
Chekhov's hammer. We had Chekhov's hammer.
Yeah.
With Age of Ultron, which, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think we're going to see that. That's what my prediction is for this coming up. So it's going to be all flashback up to the hex. And then the very final one will obviously, and we'll talk about this next week, I think will be the big showdown. They'll probably will do something. Do you think they're going to do after scene credits from here on out?
It would be poor form not to.
I would
giving
say
us
so.
One.
Yeah, I would say so.
Because they did it for the first time with Iron Man. They gave us Nick Fury showing up talking about the Avengers,
yeah.
And we're all like, ah.
This is we are all done.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, other movies that like other regular movies that don't do it make me mad.
Yes, I mean if I'm in the theater, I stay to the end anyway. I know a couple of people that work in the industry, the capital I industry.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I like to see if their names show up.
Oh,
so
that's
far,
cool.
Only once.
Oh,
but
nice.
But that's okay. A lot of them work on TV and stuff like that. But
yeah.
So I'll do that for like every movie anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually kind of bummed when all we got was the hammer at the end of Endgame.
Yeah.
Endgame gave us enough that was fine. Something.
Wait,
that,
what was the end of Endgame?
It was just you could hear Tony hammering away at his armor. That's all.
That
it was.
That was all it got.
That's all it got.
I thought we got something else.
No, but after Endgame came out, they started releasing all these other deleted scenes from other movies.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Where we have like Fury talking about as if spider bites and assorted mutants wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Now I have you.
Yeah.
They recorded that in 2007.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They didn't even have the mutants yet. Or
did he say the word mutant?
In a deleted scene.
Ooh.
Yeah. Assorted mutants, spider bites.
Huh.
Two things that he referenced. Uh-huh. That could have actually just been ADR that was done later.
Yeah.
And they could have just had Sam Jackson record that quick and called it the same thing, because you don't see him talking. I'm pretty sure it's all from the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Still a pretty sweet move.
That's pretty good.
You can lie to me, Marvel. It's fine.
I like, and I said this. I said this in a tweet or an Instagram. I commented on Mad Hatter Cat's thing because I'm predicting that. I do think the multiverse has already been ripped open, and we're already going to start seeing stuff from other things like Venom's, Sony and Fox, and all these things going to start blending. I think J. Jonah Jameson is from the previous ones. That's how he's already in it.
Okay, so Nexus beings are a thing where they exist in every universe.
Only one exists in every universe.
Yeah, they Wanda is a Nexus being. She exists in 616. She exists in all the other ones.
All of them, but she's not ever changing. She is the same.
She's the same.
Yeah.
What if J. Jonah Jameson is also a Nexus being?
That's amazing. That'd be
Spider-Man's
genius.
A criminal in every universe I'm in.
That's true.
That would be awesome.
That would be really cool.
I loved that they used him and they made it like the InfoWars thing.
Oh, it's perfect. It was genius.
Absolutely perfect. Something to think about with Far From Home.
Yeah.
Far From Home takes place after WandaVision. WandaVision takes place before it.
Yeah.
So the multiverse, if it is known to exist, that's why somebody like...
Fury was like...
No, what's the... I keep saying Mephisto. It's not Mephisto. Mysterio.
Mysterio. Okay,
That's why he'd be like, oh, we're going to capitalize on this now because people know about the multiverse.
That's what I'm saying. I think
and
that's
why
thing.
Fury's like, oh, okay, the multiverse.
Makes
I get
sense,
it.
Yeah. And that's what I totally agree.
That's why they buy it.
I said that in the first one we did. I was like, I have to keep reminding myself that this is... And they make a mention in this last episode, like, this is 3 weeks later. Like, I think Vision says that. Like, this all... Or when they're in the truck driving. And she was telling him, like, where he came from and what all happened in Endgame. And it's made a mention, like, this is only 3 weeks after Endgame. For us, it's a millennia, because we've been waiting for so long for something. And here's my other theory, too. And we're getting a weird, obscure theory. So, yes, the multiverse is already open. I think that's where J. Jonah Jameson, because we've never seen him up till now. He's in it. I think that's also going to pull in. I don't know how, because we... I also think... I don't know if Charlie Cox is going to be part of the multiverse. He might already be in it. The reason I say that is because in Luke Cage... the incident and the green guys mentioned.
They talk about it, yeah.
And so I think they're already in it. I just don't know where their timeline lands.
I think
lands.
They talk about it in Jessica Jones, too.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I don't know where their timeline lands. And everyone's speculation is now that Peter Parker's stuff is out in the open, he needs to get a lawyer, and the lawyer is going to be Charlie Cox.
That's the easiest way to go
easiest
about it.
Easiest way to do it. And or at least Foggy. Foggy Nelson.
Foggy, man... There's a guy in Endgame in the counseling session with Cap who looks just like Foggy, and it's not him.
Are you serious?
Yes. It looks just like him.
See, they
should have
done something like that. But there's also there's a few other. I think they're gonna do subtle hints, even if it's not like here's Charlie Cox. I think they're gonna do a lead up. Personally, I think they're gonna do because there's in all of them before they become the Defenders, and all of them there's almost like a Nexus being for each one of them. And it's the what's her face, the blonde haired chick. She winds
Trish.
Up, and there's also a commissioner or sheriff. Investigator, somebody like an FBI investigator, and they tend to pop up in each one of them randomly.
Actually, then, Rosario Dawson is sort of the Nexus being for that little universe. She's
I think
in everyone.
So. Yeah, okay, that's who it is. I was trying to remember who it is. Somebody.
Trish is in a couple of them because Trish is a radio host, so you can hear her.
Trish is in one
that's
of them.
That's easy to make her the Nexus being.
Yeah, I was thinking not Trish's, not Trish. This she started off as a secretary and became an investigator for Charlie. She kills the guy. She's the mate. She's in The Punisher. That's the one like trying to save.
Oh yeah.
Why can't I? Think
oh, she's
of her
super
name?
Cute. I never remember her name though.
I don't remember her name.
Yeah. She's like spoiler alert. She's addicted to drugs.
Is
right?
she? Oh yeah. She gets.
Yeah.
Wait no. That's Trish. Nope. Wait, that's her.
Well, she's addicted to different drugs. No, she's like a party college kid.
I gotta go back and rewatch these.
I haven't even seen the second season of Punisher yet.
Oh, it's
good
great.
Casting, by the way.
Oh,
like getting
phenomenal.
Shane from The Walking Dead, whatever his name is.
Phenomenal.
Killer.
Phenomenal.
Actually, a killer.
Killer. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, we went on the rain. So multiverse happens.
Getting Daredevil into it, getting Murdoch into it.
I think they're already in the universe. I don't think they have to go. That's all I was gonna say. I think they're because of the mention of the incident. In
I don't
Luke
know
Cage.
The whole stuff with the hand has to be. Referenced at some point then. They have to make all the whole, hey, New York might go away soon. They have to make Defenders work in canon, and that's difficult.
It's going to be, I think they can pull it off.
What they could do is ignore it entirely. Ignore the hand. Ignore Defenders, like the series.
I do.
It's not very good. I tried to watch it again a couple of weeks ago, and I was
I'm
like,
I'm
going
to have to go. I watched. I did enjoy a little bit. I just like when they team up. I love seeing characters I've watched.
The hallway fight's awesome.
The hallway fight's amazing.
The thing about the group of Defenders, I couldn't finish Iron Fist season 2.
Oh, it was rough.
It was so bad. I was 2 episodes in. Usually I try to give it 3 episodes, yeah, but I can't do it.
It's rough, man. I don't know how they're going to pull that. And that, I think that might be the straw that breaks that camel's back.
Also, we now have Ali playing Blade. So we no longer have him as Diamondback. So I sort of feel like that universe might be...
That might be shot. They might just have to be like, we're bringing him in, but it's not this.
But keep Charlie Cox, because no one... I mean, only 2 people have played Daredevil, as far as I know, and it's him and Affleck, and I don't want Affleck in MCU at all.
So keep him far, far, far away.
But I think that's a good way to make the...
I would do Charlie Cox. Happen. I think I love Luke Cage. I forgot the actor's name. I love his character. I love Jessica Jones, too.
Kristen Ritter. She's great.
Yeah. I love all
what
them.
What was Luke's name?
I would have to say, out of all of them, is I want Kingpin in it. I want Kingpin in the MCU.
Oh, Vincent D'Onofrio?
Bad.
Yeah, yes. I want Vincent D'Onofrio
he
to play him,
so
too.
So good. Yeah.
I will say, Jessica Jones is my favorite of the first season of any of those.
Daredevil was still mine.
Daredevil was really good, but it was a little on the slow side because it was sort of like a cop procedural.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
But Jessica Jones was so great, we ditched Thanksgiving dinner early to go home and binge the last 4 episodes.
Oh, that's amazing. I love, my problem with Jessica Jones is I love her character because I like who she is.
Yes.
Like, it's just a character.
She seems like a real person.
Yeah,
they did
exactly.
a really good job with her characterization.
Real person.
Yeah, also, Kristen Ritter is the perfect person to play her.
Oh, yeah.
She's as good a casting as Downey Jr. is for Stark.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, we're going to see maybe if that's a universe that's going to come into play as well.
Yeah.
Getting a legal defense for Peter Parker after killing Mysterio.
Makes sense.
Going to have to happen.
Yeah.
But we keep getting off topic. And like,
that's fine. It's all technically part of one of it. We're talking about the multiverse.
It's
and
true,
we gave technically we gave our theories for the episode.
That's true. So your best money down, who's your cameo?
Personally. All right, so I'm torn. My problem is I would easily like Occam's Razor, Doctor Strange. Makes sense. He fits in a few. I mean, that would be the most
easy.
It's easy. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I didn't think hard, it would be Doctor Strange.
But Paul Bettany did say it was going to be internet breaking and universe shattering or something like that.
And I don't see that happening.
No, because that's like, oh, it's Doctor Strange. No way.
Yeah, and I made this as a, because he said it was a Luke Skywalker breaking kind of thing. And I said this as a joke on Twitter, which I still kind of, if it's Mark Hamill playing Mephisto, I will lose it. I will lose it.
If they actually reveal Mephisto to us and it's Luke Skywalker or it's Mark Hamill.
Yeah. There's...
He's played the Joker in so many things.
I know.
He's so creepy.
But the problem is also...
He played the bad guy in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
The only problem is... Yeah, he did. he voiced Nightmare.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of a weird, like, how are they going to do that? Maybe. Unless it's Nightmare.
It was Nightmare instead.
And it's Mark Hamill playing it. Yeah. I don't think it's Nightmare. I still think it's Mephisto. There's a few things about Mephisto that are still coming up. One of them is in the, like a nerd, I have the Marvel Encyclopedia. And then when it talks about Mephisto, it talks about it, one of his main characteristics is that he has pale eyes.
Yes.
No irises. And so it's all pale. And so I'm like, this is too easy that they keep doing this. The Fly, because that's how he first showed up. He's obviously already in Avengers, already dropped in. We see him in the Loki trailer. That's got to be him. Unless these are all just...
We see him in the Loki trailer.
There's a scene in the Loki trailer where they're, it looks like a priest and a kid, and they're in front of a stained glass window. And the stained glass window is the image of Jesus, but it's a devil.
Oh, okay.
So that would technically be...
I thought there was a person playing him. Okay.
It's just the stained glass window, but it's like, okay, that's obviously the devil. That's Mephisto in the stained glass. So we got him in Avengers. He's going to be brought up. Obviously, he's probably already into play from WandaVision. He's probably already into play in Spider-Man. We just didn't know about it. And then we're going to get... we're going to move on to Loki. And
he probably had something to do with Hydra getting the Tesseract.
Yeah, there's probably all that stuff. And so he's obviously been in play for a while. I would love it for them to be like, well, it's this guy all along. But, I mean, he can shape-shift. So here's my game. I did hear one other thing, if it is Mephisto. And I think this might be, if I get the one thing I want, like, say, David, not what do I guess the cameo is. What cameo do you want? And I saw someone on the internet say this, and I was like, absolutely. I want it to be Mephisto. But I want it played by Al Pacino.
Oh, yep.
Al Pacino is Mephisto, like Devil's Advocate style Al Pacino. He's already played the devil once, and Paul Bettany made that mention that he's never mentioned it. It would be earth shattering because it's Al Pacino. Oh, I don't know, earth shattering or internet shattering.
But Paul Bettany has worked with Ian McKellen, hasn't he?
Yes, but he has not worked with Al Pacino.
My theory's blown.
And he said he's wanted to work with him all his life. Would almost make it feel like he's going to be an older character. It's obviously a guy, because he said he wants to work with him all his life. obviously probably an older one. So unless it's
got to be Patrick Stewart, because it can't be Magneto because he's already worked with Ian McKellen.
Okay, here's the other thing: we're dissecting these interviews down, and he could have been like, "Yeah, that's not what I meant."
Yeah. Also, Chris Evans also said that it was news to him that he'd been reported to be reprising a role and playing another role in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
And he shows up later. They have contractually have to say some things.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if this would be contractually, but that's what I think. I would like to see that. What I think, who I think it will be, is it'll probably be Mephisto, but it's a cameo, so I don't really know who it's going to be.
Who the actor is going to be cool.
Yeah, that'll be really fun.
Good. Although, if we learn that, like, one of the Avengers this entire time has been Mephisto, that would actually be a not quite a lead into Secret Wars because it's not going to be Skrull.
Yeah.
But the, there are imposters.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of thing, which they talk about the aerospace engineer that she's got a guy she's going to call someone in the.
Did she say I have a guy?
No, she says I have an aerospace engineer. I have someone. The non-English versions, like the gendered language version, said it was a girl.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Yeah. So the aerospace engineer that brings the Jeep thing that they.
You don't think that's the one she's referencing?
I think she's referencing the girl that brought the rover.
Yeah.
But I think she is the Skrull kid from Captain Marvel.
Oh, good point.
I've only seen Captain Marvel. I guess I've seen it twice. I watched it with my friend
twice,
Caleb.
I think, yeah.
It's okay. It's not great. It's actually terrible.
My problem is, and I feel bad, but I just don't like. I've said this before, I don't like Brie Larson. I'm not a huge fan of her as far as an actor goes. Like her acting, not as her as an actor. I didn't like her acting.
She's very stiff in it. And that could have been direction.
I kind of got the feeling like a Twilight. What's that girl that plays in the Twilight movies? Like she was.
Stewart. Kristen Stewart.
I don't want to bash people, but yeah, that was just like. I can't stand that. There's not a lot of flavor to it. There's just like one mood. And I get it. Like that's the character. That's what's supposed to be going on. I wish they could have played her as some. I don't mind her being Captain Marvel. I just don't like the comic book character, Captain Marvel, when
powerful.
It was a dude. Yeah, it's not like it's a. I don't like this strong female character. I don't like Superman because he's too powerful. I don't like these too powerful. Yep. And the Scarlet Witch one, where like she might be powerful, she is suffering so bad that weakens her down. And I like that. I have all the powers and I'm strong and confident. And I'll just there's no I'm like. Well, then how do you build a big bad?
Yeah.
And so that
maybe they're turning her into a bad guy like Captain Marvel because.
Oh yeah.
Don't invoke her name.
And then in this one there's bad. I think. Oh, here's another theory. I don't trust her. I don't know if I said this on the last one or not, or if it was recently. I think that Captain Marvel 2 is going to be placed in like the early 2000s, like right as Iron Man 1's coming out. As they're going to backtrack, because the first one was in the 90s, the next one's going to be early 2000s, and that's going to tell the story of why everyone doesn't like her.
Sure.
I think that's what that's going to be.
And maybe give us a little bit of post-snap work.
Post-snap, and maybe a little Mephisto. Because that's when Iron Man's coming around. Well, the Tesseract wouldn't have been there yet.
We might not need Mephisto in that. But if we show her like what she's doing after the snap, because she did say something like, are other planets in the universe.
It's going to be
Guardians. Not all of them have you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be Guardians of the Galaxy. It's probably not even going to be on Earth. It probably won't even be on Earth. But it might be running into Star-Lord, young Star-Lord or something like that.
That would be cool.
That would be really
I'm pumped
cool.
for What If. I can't wait for
what
that
if
stuff
looks
to come out.
So
it's going to be awesome.
Oh. Are we good with one? I didn't ask you. What do you think yours cameo?
Oh, well, I was going to say Ian McKellen, but if we're going with what Paul Bettany said, he's already worked for them.
Yeah.
So it can't be Ian McKellen and her going, oh, hi, Dad. So I think Professor X is kind of...
Which one? Old or young? Patrick Stewart or not? Who would you prefer?
I would prefer Patrick Stewart.
Really?
I think so. But at the same time, it's the same character. They're not playing different versions of the same character. Yeah. They're playing the same character.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be James McAvoy. It's fine. But I like Patrick Stewart better. And I was very upset that Picard was such a terrible TV show.
That's sad to hear. That's sad to hear.
I might be starting a podcast where I just talk about Star Trek.
Probably should.
Yeah.
Probably should. How are we on this one? Where are we at? Is that right?
Just about an hour.
Okay. Because that says 1:58.
It's hour one.
Oh.
58.
Okay. I was like, we've been going for 2 hours?
Crazy.
I think...
Oh, we have to talk about...
Let's do it.
For Matt's sake, because he wanted us to talk about it. The Mortal Kombat trailer. It looks dumb.
Oh, man. What? Dude, no.
It's so bad.
I love it. I fell in love with it instantly.
It's a birthmark. What does that mean? It means he was born with it. The dialogue is clearly poorly written. If you're gonna make an awesome gang-up fight movie, it should be...
Legend of the Ten Rings, and that's the tournament I want, and that I want Wolverine to show up in it, yes. And I want him to kill everybody except for Shang-Chi.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think Ten Rings is going to do better than Mortal Kombat.
And then they kill the Mandarin.
Here's my
and
problem.
And the Mandarin...
The real Mandarin?
The real Mandarin is actually going to be played by Ben Kingsley.
Do we know this for sure?
No, but that's what I want.
Oh, that's what you want. Okay, I was like, is that for real?
I want Mortal Kombat to just be a not real movie, and it's actually just a Marvel like fighting game.
Let's be honest, Mortal Kombat is going to be just a Marvel fighting game. We're going to get all. We've already got the get over here. We're already getting.
They already
those
gave us
things.
That. Yeah,
we did,
yeah.
And I loved it as a kid. I loved the first one.
Oh, but
one.
Seeing it as an adult, I wish the get over here would have stayed in for the movie and not like blown it right
yeah,
away.
Yeah, blown
in the
it
trailer.
Right
but that's okay.
Yeah, we all knew it was coming. There was a few things where I'm like, how the here. Okay, let's just be honest. Mortal Kombat is really just a movie of us waiting for the fatality. Like we're just waiting for the finishing move.
Yeah, I will. I likely won't see it. It's just not
it's not
just not my jam.
I'll watch it, but we all know we're watching for the kill scenes where it's fatalities. Right. Like what? And we saw Sub-Zero do one where he's like.
Freezes
stabs the guy,
off,
freezes
his
blood,
arms,
freezes his
back.
Blood, stabs
yeah.
him again.
Oh, that was cool though.
Yeah,
that
okay,
cool.
And then yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
I also wasn't allowed to play fighting games as a kid, so there
Man.
You go. Yeah.
It's turning this podcast is so sad.
I know, right?
Jeez,
no, that's the Jeff Pitcher sad story.
That's all I got to do as a kid. It was amazing.
I played Legend of Zelda,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is weird because like there's magic and gods and stuff in it, but or goddesses, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not my parents. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. All right. Well, I tell you what. Do you want to talk about any? Do we need to bring up Snyder? Are we? That's not out yet. That's not coming out till March 8th.
No. And like Joss Whedon already screwed up the DCU anyway.
Yeah. I'm not super stoked
and,
about
like,
it.
And Joss Whedon kind of screwed up Age of Ultron too. He did great with the first Avengers, but Age of Ultron was trash. Minus the first 25 minutes, like the raid on Hydra, the party, that was really cool.
That's all right. So honestly, it's
Age of Ultron should have been longer than 2 days. It was a long weekend at Ultron's.
Really, you're right. That should have been longer.
It should have been longer. I think we can get that. I was going to mention this. That's right.
Okay, what?
I think Ultron is in the Sword Computer, and he's trying to bring Vision back.
Oh, that's a good idea.
He's been manipulating everybody. They keep talking about firewalls, and they keep talking about hacking and all this stuff. I'm like, why can Darcy hack? It doesn't make sense.
Ultron's one's putting on the broadcast.
In Homecoming, we saw one Ultron head with the eyes still red, which is indicative in the warehouse. In the warehouse.
Where is that? I didn't see that.
He's pulling stuff out of a bag. Peter's pulling stuff out of a bag. There's an Ultron head. He goes, oh, that's cool. And his eyes are still red. The red eyes are indicative of Ultron's consciousness being in that bot.
Oh, so that was a little tease going, okay, Ultron's still here. Dude, you might be right. It might be.
I want a real Age of Ultron, and then I want a real Civil War.
But it also might be, what's his face, who played Ultron?
James Spader.
James Spader might show up in human form. As a synthesoid or something like that.
Here's that they can't be the cameo though because he's already worked with Paul Bettany.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he did voice.
Yeah,
he
I think they did mocap.
The
they did mocap
they?
As well.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you want that James Spader kind of.
But man, James Spader's awesome.
I love James Spader. That would be great.
We're gonna just. What is that MSR? Is that when you're talking really quiet?
ASMR.
ASMR.
I really want James.
I love James Spader so much.
I love Mr. California.
So uncomfortable. Robert California.
Robert California. So
we're not selling Marvel movies. We're selling sex.
Dude, he was so good in that. One more question. Just statement for record. Haven't been stoked about any DC till this Robert Pattinson Batman coming up.
Robert Downey Jr. said he's excited to see what Pattinson does with the role.
Yeah.
I am
all for it.
I'm all for it. If Downey Jr. says it's going to be good.
I think, is he in it?
No, Downey Jr. was just talking about it in an interview somewhere. He's like, I'm excited to see what Pattinson does with it. I'm like, if you're excited about it.
I think it looks great already. I think they're going to have to pull it maybe because Marvel's rocking it so hard right now for a ton of good fan service, unlike Star Wars did. They're doing way better fan service. I think for DC to be like, we're going to have to do a little bit, the Michael Keaton thing might have to come up. Like, it's going to have to happen.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I love Michael Keaton.
I had one more question. I forgot what it was. Oh, here's my question. Scarlet Witch, we were supposed to already have that. So where does that play? Because we know that's in the past, technically. But how would that fit into where we're at now? Because you don't think it's just a one-off.
No.
Scarlet Witch wouldn't... I mean, it's not Scarlet Witch. Black Widow. I'm sorry.
Oh,
Black Widow. Sorry. No. I totally got messed up there.
I was like, we're seeing it right now.
We're supposed to already have Black Widow out.
Do you think
one off, or do you think there's a weird tie-in?
Oh, there's a tie-in.
You do think?
Yeah. So
what do you think it is?
Okay, so she's jumping off the cliff and she's about to die, and then Clint looks back up to not watch her die. She uses her Pym particles, travels back in time with her Pym particles, steals some more Pym particles so she can do whatever she needs, and she goes and she clears the red from her ledger before she dies at the bottom of the cliff. And she comes back with the Pym particles and dies. So
she basically just Tony Stark and Captain America's it back.
But all she's doing is clearing the red from her ledger, and she's like getting her sister out of, or whoever she is, out of like the out of the clutches of whoever she's with. She fights the Red Guardian, which I'm pumped.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm so excited to see all that stuff. It's going to tie in there because Hawkeye looks away and he's not looking when she hits the ground. Before she hits the ground, she's got the balls to do this. Like, she's Black Widow. We know she's tough as nails. Right before she goes splat, she uses the Pym particle. She goes back in time. She clears all of the red from her ledger, which is a big thing from the first Avengers movie.
She brings up actually more than that. It's constantly
being brought up all the time. She clears the red from her ledger, and then she's like, okay, well, I have to do this for like the universe to survive, so I'm going to go back. And she goes back, and she dies.
I love your theory. I love it. I would totally watch that. Don't think it's right.
Probably not.
Dude, there's no way she just Tony Stark and captains it again. Like, we already have gotten this. Plus, does she know where Pym particles are? Does she know that maybe she was a part of that?
She would, because like they know where all of them come from, because they're all talking.
But
there's a mission
brief. Whole big thing of being like, oh, I know exactly where they are, New Jersey or whatever.
There's a whole mission brief, though, and she is a spy. She can get that kind of stuff.
The mission brief didn't bring up going back to get more Pym particles.
Just because we didn't see it doesn't mean
I'm telling you, that seems like such a stretch. It seems like such a stretch.
Maybe.
If we're going to get a tie-in, here's my problem with the time-wise, where we were supposed to have already seen it and now watching Scarlet Witch. So I don't know what that would have led into, and since it doesn't, I'm going to say it's a bit of a one-off.
Maybe. So the way the Marvel Universe is split, we have, I don't remember who did this. I think it might have been New Rockstars. You have two different characters that you can see the Marvel Universe through. You have Bucky and you have Rocket. Bucky is the military, realism, all that kind of stuff. And that's where Black Widow fits in. Yeah. So like she can just fit into the non-mystic side of it and just be a cool, isolated story.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I kind of want the time travel thing to happen because it's a good payoff, but I could be wrong.
Okay, here's better than time travel, better than Pym particle. I can back up your thing. I can back it up, but here's what I'm saying because I think it ties into something else. If it's going to tie in, I love your theory. I never thought of her doing the Pym particles. Take away the Pym particle. Bring in Loki.
Oh, sure. It accomplishes
Done.
The same thing.
Loki pops in, snags her, goes off.
He goes, oh, you're not dead yet.
Yeah, I need you for something.
I like that. Let's do that instead. Okay. That's easy. That's an easier tie-in. We don't need to tie back to Ant-Man.
Mm-mm. We don't need to. And it's a whole new story, and now she's playing in the Rocket world. She's not in Bucky world anymore.
I love that.
Rocket world.
I love it. I rescind mine, and I'm going to bow to you on
this. I would have never thought of it until you said it. So.
That's perfect.
All right, do you want to wrap this up?
I think so, yeah.
All right, dude.
Am I wrapping it up?
Yeah, you wrap it up.
Thanks for listening to the Mad Hatter podcast. I'm Jeff.
I'm Dave.
And Matt's not here.
But we'll say goodbye for him, too.
Goodbye, Matt.
Later, guys.